This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. National Assembly lawmakers demand robust security for free and fair March 5th House of Representatives elections. Kathmandu Tharai Madhesh Fast Track reports 45% physical progress. Prime Minister Kharge directs authorities to address local concerns while expediting national pride project. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against Bharat Kumar Acharya, the then senior engineer of Bharatpur Metropolis. And India and EU announce landmark trade deal amid tensions with US. Now the news in detail. The National Assembly members have underlined the need for holding the House of Representatives elections in a free and fair atmosphere. Speaking at the special hour of the National Assembly meeting, they demanded the return of the seized weapon during the September uprising. The government was drawn attention towards increasing cases of human-wildlife conflict and human casualties in the neighborhoods of the national parks. The National Assembly members have also suggested the government updating on the progress made by the inquiry commission formed to investigate the losses during Janji movement. Meanwhile, the legislation committee report on film bill 2081 was presented by committee chair Tulasa Kumari Dahal, and the annual report of the Federalism Strengthening and National Concern Committee by the committee chair Sonam Gyaljan Sherpa. Prime Minister Sushila Kharge has laid emphasis that religious beliefs and cultural heritages should not be affected while carrying out development construction, including road infrastructure. In course of inspecting Kathmandu Tharai Madhesh Fast Track, the National Pride Project, today Prime Minister Kharge directed the body's concern to find out solution after taking the concerns of locals. The Prime Minister also suggested making arrangement of necessary open space while constructing physical structures. Earlier, Chief of the Army Staff Ashok Raj Sigdal and Project Chief Major General Dharmendra Jha had informed Prime Minister Kharge about the project's progress so far and related challenges. The physical progress of the expressway project, which has a total length of 70.977 km, has currently reached around 45%. The Election Commission has sought clarification from the election candidates and political parties for violation of the Election Code of Conduct. The candidates and political parties sought clarification are Januka Pathak, Shobha Pathak of the Janasewa Party, same party candidate Kamal Bhusal, Dr. Nicholas, and the Saram Sanskriti Party. Pathak violated election code by spreading hate speech and Sanskriti Party by using children in election campaign and donning them in t-shirts while with party logo and flags. Similarly, Rashtriya Swatantra Party candidate Balendra Saha was sought clarification over his social media response to a post by UML chairperson relating to public debate. Even some institutions and schools are also sought clarification over the violation of election code of conduct. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has said that the political parties participating in the upcoming House of Representatives election and their candidates are mandated to use the banking system for all financial transactions. During an interaction with an umbrella organization of the private sector in Kathmandu today, in view of the March 5th election, Bhandari urged political parties and the candidates not to conduct economic transactions in cash. Election Commission Secretary Krishna Bahadur Rao said that the support from the private sector is expected for the effective implementation of the Code of Conduct. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIA, has filed a case against Bharat Kumar Acharya, the then senior engineer of Bharatpur Metropolitan City, on charge of acquiring illegal assets worth 6,789,100 rupees. According to a press release issued by spokesperson Suresh Neupane, the Commission filed the case today at the special court in Kathmandu, accusing Acharya of abusing his public office to amass disproportionate wealth. The commission said the case was filed after its investigation found that Acharya possessed assets with no identifiable sources. For the purpose of confiscating The property Acharya's wife Lily Suvedi has also named as defendant. Minister for Health and Population Dr. Sudha Gautam has stressed that the three-tier government should invest for effective implementation of health insurance program. Inspecting the province hospital Parbat this morning, Minister Gautam underscored the need of allocating budget by province and local governments, as the budget allocated by the federal government for health insurance is not enough. This news comes from Didi Nepal. Now time for a short break.
अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Anil Kumar Sinha says the government is working towards creating a strong legal and policy framework to increase the use of green energy. Addressing the National Conference on Green Energy and Carbon Economy held in Kathmandu today, Minister Sinha stated that such policies are needed to meet the right to clean environment guaranteed to every citizen by the Constitution and to achieve sustainable development goals. You are listening to Radio Nepal GTPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. European Union and India have announced a landmark trade deal after nearly two decades of on-off talks as both sides aim to deepen ties amid tensions with the US. According to the BBC, at a media briefing in Delhi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi called the pact historic. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said it was the mother of all deals. It will allow free trade of goods between the bloc of 27 European states and the world's most populous country, which together make up nearly 25% of global gross domestic products and market of 2 billion people. The deal will also see a number of huge tariff cuts across a range of goods and services and a joint security partnership. An outbreak of the deadly Nipah virus in India's West Bengal state has sparked concern in parts of Asia, with some tightening screening measures at airports. According to the BBC, Thailand has started screening passengers at three airports that receive flights from West Bengal. Similarly, Nepal has also begun screening arrivals at Kathmandu Airport and other land border points with India. Five healthcare workers in West Bengal were affected by the virus early this month, one of whom is said to be in a critical condition. Some 110 people who were in contact with them have been quarantined. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki and Karnali and Sudhupashchim provinces, while the remaining areas will see partly cloudy weather. There is a possibility of light snowfall or rain at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Sudhupashchim, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly lawmakers demand robust security for free and fair March 5th House of Representatives elections. Kathmandu Tarai Madhya's fast track reports 45% physical progress. Prime Minister Karkiu directs authorities to address local concerns while expediting National Pride Project. Anti-graft body CIA files corruption case against Bharat Kumar Acharya, the then senior engineer of Bharatpur Metropolis. And India and EU announce landmark trade deal amid tensions with US. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.